This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the more hidden realities of this pandemic and what it's doing to people in this economy is the sharp increase in the number of people who need food assistance. The Agriculture Department is going to start the third round of its food box distribution program in September. The idea is to package up food from farmers that might otherwise have gone to waste, think meat and produce and dairy, and get it to needy families. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into how that's been going so far.
The Idaho Food Bank started distributing food boxes through the program about 2 months ago. Chief Development Officer Morgan Wilson says its mobile trucks, its partners, and its drive-thru centers have distributed boxes to nearly 30,000 families so far.
They're asked very simple questions around how many people are in their household, and then that food is loaded directly into either their car or their trunk with very minimal contact.
Wilson says it does require a lot of coordination. The food bank works with vendors who package those boxes. Those vendors work with farmers who have lost a market for many of their crops. Jared Slindy at the Great Plains Food Bank in North Dakota says his program is bringing in about 1 million pounds of produce each month.
It's coming from U.S. farmers. It's getting trucked up to us from states away.
Food boxes can be helpful in the short run, says Craig Gunderson, a professor of ag economics at the University of Illinois. But long term, he says food boxes can't help people at the scale of the government's food benefits program, SNAP.
If you were to put together these food boxes to supply the same amount of food that's being given through SNAP, it would just be enormous.
Gunderson says the average benefit under SNAP is about $275 a month. The maximum can be much more. And packing up all that food in a box would be expensive.
And almost prohibitively expensive, you know, if we were to include, you know, dairy in that, if we were to include meat in that.
He says SNAP benefits also help people choose what food to buy themselves, rather than having to rely on what's in the box. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.